About Last Night by Alexi Sale, starring Alexi Sale and Siobhan Redmond. Episode 4, A Occurrence.
Interview between Detective Inspector Troon, Special Branch, and Mr. Andy Carolides, also present Sergeant Pilcher, also Special Branch. Time 3:27 a.m. So, Andy, your wife Julie, who you've recently married but don't live with, had a dinner party to which she invited the Prime Minister and his wife, old friends of hers. You were supposed to bring a work colleague, Colin McNabb, but instead you invited a Captain Quintus Healy, a man from your ex-regiment who'd been dismissed from the army with mental problems and had issued threats to many government officials, including Tony Blair. When we entered the dinner party, Captain Healy produced a pistol and tried to shoot the Prime Minister, though he accidentally shot one of your wife's other guests,
Prue,
at which point I was forced, as the PM's protection officer, to shoot Captain Healy dead. Would that be a reasonable summation of the events?
Well, yeah, but you're putting a very negative spin on it, you know. I mean, you make it sound like it was a plan or something, like I planned it.
It happened.
Yeah, well, these things are always happening to me, but my main line of defence is that I never planned it.
And your wife, Julie, buys this, does she?
She has up to now, but this time I think I've gone too far.
And what makes you think that?
This time she told me I'd gone too far.
What sort of things have you done before?
Well, beat up several of her friends at a laser game, including Prue. Filled their shoes with creosote twice. Made us take our honeymoon at Heathrow Airport. Failed to be supportive about a radical new hairstyle. And,
invited
an assassin to dinner with the Prime Minister.
Seems to be a pattern emerging.
Do you think so?
Well, don't you? Jung said there are no accidents.
Well, the traffic police are wasting their time then, aren't they?
Don't be flippant now, that's denial. Humour is avoidance.
Hang on a minute, where is all this going exactly? Am I under arrest?
God, no, no. We know you didn't have anything to do with Captain Healy being there, apart from your incredible stupidity in inviting him. We were just curious to find out why you had these serious relationship issues.
And to perhaps offer some solutions.
Modern policing isn't only about nabbing and blagging villains.
Rather, it's about providing a learning environment, offering strategies where antisocial behaviour is taken out of the loop before it becomes critical.
Classic case of malevolent codependency, it seems to me.
Hey?
You and Julie should never have been together. You bring out the worst in each other.
Like grey quilted shoes and white towel and socks, you mean?
There's that denial again. You should seek treatment for your malignant humour.
Counselling springs to mind.
It springs out again.
You need help.
We all need help. I'm not sure counselling is it. Do you really think we shouldn't be together, though, me and Julie?
Like Michael Winner and a film camera.
Like Christa Berg and a recording contract. Here's my card, though. If you find you're having behavioural problems, then don't hesitate to give me a call.
Thanks. I won't do that.
We'll see.
Well, been lovely talking to you.
I can't see why he fancies you, myself.
His bewilderment is sort of engaging. Besides, as a man, he's a major catch. Because he's a three H's.
What's a three H's?
Heterosexual and half human.
Makes me glad I'm a lesbian.
Pero no, no creas que he sido tan floja que has vencido mi alma. Nunca te he querido, ¿para qué negarlo? No quiero tu amor.
Come in, Mr. Hammer.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for giving us refugees down at the centre that old sports car of yours.
Oh.
Clients don't usually get presents from their solicitor, especially when they're only getting paid in knitting lessons.
Yes, I must buy some wool one of these days. Still, the needles come in handy for eating dim sum. How is the car?
Oh, I managed to get it going. There seemed to be a lot of rotting vegetation in the bodywork, though. How did it get there?
I can't quite remember. Mr. Hammond, I've got some potentially bad news, I'm afraid. The Home Office has told me that it is not disposed to grant your request for political asylum. Now, of course, this doesn't mean you'll be sent back to Saddam. We'll appeal, and I'm pretty sure...
Yes, whatever. I'm sure you will keep the legal wheels cranking. But what of the really bad news? Are you and Andy still split up? Tell me you got back together. Tell me that, please.
Aren't you distressed at the thought of being sent home to have your bollocks electrocuted?
I have lived with that worry for many years. I can't worry about it anymore. The only way to survive as a refugee is to get things out of perspective, to make molehills out of mountains. I can worry about you and Andy, though. We all do down at the refugee center. You and Andy were made for each other.
We must have been made in a Chinese prison by slave labor then, because we are a pretty substandard pair. I can't take it any more. I don't like myself very much, so loving somebody else is way too much pain. Anyway, I've started another relationship.
What do you mean?
I'm seeing someone else.
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
Mr. Hammond, it's finished with Andy. I've got a new boyfriend.
Oh, this is definitely a mountain. This is terrible news.
Ah, this is terrible news. Oh, we must tell Andy straight away.
Yeah, I'm not sure we should interfere in the affairs of UK citizens. They might deport us for it.
Oh, they only deport us if we work, and this isn't work.
No, we rather enjoy it, don't we?
And the headlines tonight... Huge numbers of dead dolphins washed up on Devon beaches.
Hooray!
Footage of the Chicago clown massacre.
Hooray!
Claims by scientists that your underpants can give you cancer.
Hooray!
And later, travel by supersonic bat.
Fat Dad, or Michael,
Andy.
I told you, Michael, you can't roll your own cigars.
I didn't notice you'd set it down my own brewed Malibu.
Malibu, the only seaside resort that drink resembled was some radioactive Black Sea port. I used it to strip the varnish off the tiles in the kitchen.
You know, Dad, I've been thinking a lot about how when you drop toast, it always lands on the buttered side, okay?
I know you have, son, and I fully support your work in that field. It's exciting research.
But when a cat lands, it always drops the right side up, doesn't it?
Go on. I'm intrigued.
So, the answer must be to butter a cat.
Interesting. Surely, though, you'd get fur in your marmalade, wouldn't
no,
you?
No, no, really, I'm fine. Sure, my wife won't answer me calls. I've been fired from me security guard job.
Son, don't wallow in self-pity. Remember, there's people much worse off than you in Bosnia.
I'll get it.
Do you know, me and my mates are thinking of taking our holidays in Northern Ireland this year. But I rang up the tourist information office, and they weren't very helpful.
Don't blame them, son. It's their history. They don't want to be accused of being informers.
Dad, Michael, Mrs. Abasanjo, Mr. Hamad and Mr. Lukic.
Mr. Lukic, have you come from Bosnia?
Well, yes, I am from Bosnia.
Blimey, but... you got here quick. So go on, tell him. You've got it worse over there than he has.
Dad, Mr. Lukic, Mr. Hamad and Mrs. Abasanjo are from the refugee centre, as you very well know, seeing as they were at my wedding.
Hello there.
Andy, we've come to talk to you about Julie.
Bad news, I'm afraid. She's going out with somebody else.
Who?
Rory Bream.
The comedian?
Yes, they were at Cambridge together, I believe.
Rory Bream off the telly?
Yes!
He's ever so funny.
And good-looking.
Successful.
UN Special Envoy.
Nobel Prize winner for discovering the genetic link between genetic development and DNA.
Oh, God, I mean, I can't compete with somebody like that. Hang on a minute. The discovery of DNA was Crick and Watson.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Oh, well, there you are, then. You didn't discover DNA, and neither did Rory Bream.
Round one to Andy, I think.
You have many fine qualities, Andy. Apart from not discovering DNA. And you love Julie. You must fight for her.
I was in the army. I can't fight unless ordered to by a commanding officer, and he's dead. Anyway... it's all over this time. Me and Julie are a classic case of malevolent codependency. We should never have been together. We bring out the worst in each other.
Who's been filling your head with this trite, tuppenny psychobabble?
Nobody. I am capable of thinking for myself, you know. I'm not under anybody's influence. I mean, I'm not some sort of Pavlovian dog who phones somebody just because they say I should. Michael, can I borrow your mobile?
Yeah. So? Do you think Pavlov had a cat?
Yes. It was called whiskey.
Diatrune.
Hi, it's Andy Karolides here.
Hello, Andy.
You said to phone if I was suffering any emotional or behavioural problems.
And are you?
I think I might start at any moment. I need some crime prevention.
Right, well, Freud did find that the best place to discuss behavioural problems is in a bar or restaurant.
Yeah, I hear he did a lot of his early work in the Vienna branch of Burger King.
Meet me outside the station tonight at 7:30 and, bring your behavioural problems with you.
We'll be there.
Te tiro al cadenero sujetado a la culata, sujetado a la culata, y entre tinte de escarlata el sol se aleja batido porque la noche ha encendido su farolito de plata.
Mm. So, what sort of restaurant is this again, Rory?
Hot and Tot. Well, Hot and Tot Fusion, really.
And I'm eating...
grubs.
Oh. I thought you said we were going for some grub.
No, plural. Some grubs. Raw grubs. Sushi grubs.
Well, it would be cruel to cook them.
I'm very rich, you know. Would you like a drink? How about a magnum of champagne?
No, I'll stick with this quadruple vodka.
Oh.
I've never understood why anybody would want a giant revolver full of fizzy wine.
That's very funny. Can I use it in my show?
Oh, yes.
This is amazing. I never believed this moment would ever happen.
Well, I know I was a bit late getting here, but the tube was...
No. What I mean is that at Cambridge, I was so in love with you.
Really?
Of course. Who would you think bought you that sports car filled with orchids?
Oh, I thought I'd won it in a competition I'd forgotten I'd entered or something.
Well, of course, I never made a move. You and that crowd you hung around with were so intimidating, so confident, you know, so sure that you're all going to be successful. Still, as it turns out, I'm the most successful of all.
That's not why I'm going out with you, because you're famous. You are a nice man.
Yes, comedians are famous for being nice. Still, it's funny how things turn around. I mean, a lot of your crowd haven't achieved what they thought they would.
No, well, we were never going to take all the drugs in Europe.
Yeah, that's very funny too. A lot of them, you know, your friends, are stuck though, aren't they? Not quite got the job they want, not quite got the wife they want, not quite got the life they want even. I mean, I thought you'd be, I don't know, a surgeon or an astronaut or at least have a glamorous husband like Les Dennis or Shakin' Stevens.
I do what I want, helping the oppressed.
Not much fun, though, is it? Bit of a compulsion rather than a choice.
Well, I guess you're right. But if you sparkle when you're young, where do you go afterwards? It all happened when we were too young. There's too much pressure. You think you're finished with exams when you're leaving college, but you find you're sitting them every day for the rest of your sodding life, especially if you're a woman. There's the size of your tits exam, suitable boyfriend finals, and an 800,000-word internal dissertation on where the hell is your life going.
Yeah, but I only got a 2-2 when I left Cambridge. But in life, I'm a double first.
In the end, we all get sent down without completing our final paper.
As a Buddhist, I don't believe that.
Well, good for you. So, what else are we doing tonight?
Well, after dinner, I've got to look in and do 10 minutes at a benefit concert. Then I thought, we'd go back to my place.
What's it in aid of, the concert?
They're trying to raise funds in aid of guide cats for the blind. Cheaper than dogs to buy and keep, you see. Admittedly, there have been some teething troubles in training. They've had to get quite a few blind people down from up chimneys and trees and out from behind skirting boards and that. Still, it's a great cause. You've hardly touched your grubs. They're £4 each, them, you know.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Oh, yes, highly satisfactory.
We got to the bedroom bit so quick, and I forgot your name. I can't go on calling you Detective Inspector, though, if we keep doing that thing with your handcuffs.
It's a funny thing, but my name is Dora. Dora Iris, which is...
D.I.
Well, as soon as I joined the force, I knew I would rise as far as Detective Inspector. The thing is, I wonder if I'll rise any higher. I'm seriously thinking of changing my name to Celia Catherine. Then I'll be London's first woman chief constable.
Or why not go all the way and change your name to Primrose Margaret?
Well, then some idiot would invite an assassin round to dinner with me, and my protection might not be so good next time.
I've already said I'm sorry about that. Can I ask you something? Who are the children and that man in all these photos you've got around the place?
That's my husband and kids.
I see.
Don't be shocked. Andy, you and me are the same type of people. Organised, self-reliant, contained. You know, we see something we want and we grab it. We don't care who's hurt in the process.
Aren't you, as a police lady, supposed to prevent that sort of thing? Anyway, what about love?
Love? Love is just a trick of nature to make us reproduce.
You know, a system of half-price, off-discount vouchers would be a lot less painful.
You still love her?
Yeah. She's the love of my life.
I could always have her taken care of.
That's a very kind offer, thank you, but I think I'll pass.
Your loss.
Wow. Oh, wow, that was so brilliant. Wow, fantastic. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Brilliant, just brilliant.
Oh, it was good for me too.
Yeah, for both of us, it was incredible.
What's going on here, Rory?
I'm sorry, Julie. This isn't right. I realise I'm only doing this because I was in love with you at university. I'm not in love with you anymore. We're different people now. You can never go back. It won't work.
So, that's it, is it?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no problem. It was only a bit of fun for me anyway. I don't take this stuff seriously, you know. I'll just get my pants down from off the light fitting and then will you drive me home?
Oh, of course I will. Do you need a ladder or a bunk up?
You take the mangoes and the shredded halibut.
Shut up!
Busy is it on the jig at our kids.
Shut up!
My final guest tonight is a very funny man.
Shut up!
Please welcome Mr. Rory Breeze.
He is really funny.
Thanks, Jenny. Have you noticed?
Oh, wow. Andy. It's a good job Julie isn't seeing a newsreader. We'd never know what was going on in the world.
You don't know what's going on in the world anyway. I'll get it. Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Hello?
Look, I'd like to speak to the court on behalf of my client, Mad Julie. I would like to tell the court that although my client did say Jim Davidson would tell a funny joke before she saw your client, Mr. Carolides, ever again, she might be persuaded to change her mind. Could my client also state that she is very, very lonely and ashamed about having had random, meaningless sex in a way she knows her husband, Mr. Carolides, never would.
The judge finds in your client's favour.
Thank you.
I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'll run round.
See you then.
Was that who I think it was?
George Lucas.
Yeah. So you're going to be in the new Star Wars prequel, eh? Return of the Pillock.
Yeah.
Give her our love and don't tell her we said that she was a mad cow and that you'd be better off married to Saddam Hussein.
I will, and I won't, if you lend me a car.
Oh, all right then.
Oh, that's so sweet, running all the way round here.
Well, you know, I didn't want to waste any time.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, well, it's just you and me. Everyone's gone away. Come to my room.
You know, this will be the first time I've seen your room.
Yes.
Blimey, a night in a room with a bed in it. Your room does have a bed in it, doesn't it? No, I'm serious. Does your room have a bed in it?
Don't be silly. What do you think this is?
First prize in a raffle. The second prize was twice this amount of crap. What's with all these stuffed animals?
They're my dollies from when I was a kid, mostly. I've only bought a couple in the last year.
Oh, whatever. Come here, Julie.
No, not in front of the dollies. I'll have to lock them away. Sorry, Mrs. Fitzbadger. Sorry, Mr. McElephant. It's the cupboard for you.
Julie, what's the matter with you? You're not normally this
soppy.
It's my softer feminine side, you bollock brain twat. Honestly, Andy, no girl could have S-E-X in front of her dollies.
Well, I'm not sure I can do it with them in the cupboard. Can they see through the keel?
Oh, God. The last few days have been mad, haven't they? One minute you're bobbing along worrying about where your overdue library books are. The next your husband's mate, deranged hitman, is taking pot shots at the PM. And you're sleeping with one of the country's top comedians in what I would describe as a perfectly healthy response, although others might label a tit-for-tat exercise.
Yeah, more tit than tat in this case.
You're right about it?
Well, no, but there's no point in being immature.
So, you didn't sleep with anyone to get me back?
Is that Mrs. Fitzbadger peeping through the crack?
Andy, you didn't sleep with anyone, did you?
No, of course not.
Well, I didn't think you would have.
Look, Julie, you're right. We have been managing to weird things up a bit lately, so I was wondering maybe we should go on a bit of a conventional kick.
I've told you I'm allergic to line dancing.
No, I thought we could maybe go and view this really normal-looking house out in the sticks that I've seen advertised in the paper. So let's look at the advert again. Only 20 minutes from the heart of London, an executive housing development at Craps Wood, nestling deep in the hop fields of Kent.
It might be what we're looking for, a nice modern house on an estate. Sure, it's a bit of a way out of town, but that's reflected in the price. This place is dirt cheap, even for the commuter belt.
Come on, that's our train. Bloody hell, what a journey. When they said 20 minutes from London, they must have meant by phone.
Well, we're here now. Oh, Mr. Roberts. We're Mr. and Mrs. Carolides. We've come to look at the house.
Hello, yes, come in. Wipe your face, please. This is the living room.
I see, it's lovely. Why are you selling?
This place has always been unsuitable. My stupid partner insisted on buying a house with loads of stairs.
That is silly.
How do you know?
Well, everybody in the world knows you can't climb stairs.
What? Everybody in the world knows about my arthritis? Barry, you bitch, have you been telling everybody in the world about my arthritis?
None for me.
One, please.
Right.
So, do you like living round here?
It's nice for the dogs. That's why we moved here. They're in the dining room. Come and say hello. Here's my darlings. Say hello to the nice people.
Hello. Oh.
No, you naughty dog. Don't put your sucker there. Oh, leave the nice lady alone.
Great.
Thanks.
So the house is smashing, and I must say the price is very reasonable, and the area seems very nice.
I suppose so. Too many packies moving in round here for my taste.
No, Julie, don't.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. The great strength of New Britain is its multiculturalism. Bigotry has no place in today's society.
Oh, you cow! Who are you calling a bigot?
It's not just Anglo-Asians, though, is it? You hate everybody. Look what you did to the inhabitants of Climantra 5.
They were asking for it.
Ugly green anthropods.
Get out or get out.
We don't want you to have our house.
All right, we're going, we're going.
We don't want your rotten house anyway.
Get out, get out.
Leave us alone. Get out, go our way.
I don't know why you had to argue with them. We could have got that house really cheap.
I didn't want their stinking house. I hate couples like that. Bickering with each other, trapped, hating each other but stuck so they turn their hatred outwards. Living in each other's pockets, never going out, developing strange interests.
I suppose you're right. I wonder whether there's something about these places, you know, the suburbs, dormitories of the dead, that sort of encourages growing inwards.
Yes, that's it. It's awful housing estates like that that send people funny. We'll never get like that, will we?
Hell no. If we don't live somewhere boring, then we'll stay throbbing and interesting forever. Here's the bus stop. There's somebody waiting, so there must be one due. Excuse me, mate. When's the bus coming?
The last bus is gone.
When?
An hour ago. The buses only take people to and from work. After that, they stop.
So, why are you hanging around the bus shelter, then?
You've got to do something special on your 50th birthday.
Is there a way to get back to London?
Oh, yes.
And, what is it?
I don't know.
Is there somewhere we could walk to?
Bound to be, when you think about it.
Come on, Julie, I think I can remember where the train station was.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Night, night. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Salman Rushdie. Happy birthday to me.
We'd never get here. That train was a death trap.
And that cable car we took was pretty rickety.
What about when the boat we were on was attacked by pirates?
Yeah, well, I said it was a mistake to take a detour through Alton Towers.
But here we are. London.
Yep, London, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
What?
London, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything. It's from a Stevie Wonder song, you know, Living for the City. New York, just like I pictured it. I always say that whenever I enter London. Don't you have some weird thing that you say that started off as a joke or something, but now it's automatic and you can't even remember why you started saying it in the first place?
No, I certainly don't.
Huh?
I mean, what an absolutely redonkulous thing to see. What was it again?
London, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Just enough. Stop giving just enough. What's it?
Sorry About Last Night was written by Alexei Sale, who also played Andy. Siobhan Redmond was Julie, Nadim Sawala was Mr. Hamad, Adjoa Ando was Mrs. Abisandro, Chris Pavlo was Mr. Lukic, Harry Taub was Dad, Gary Bleasdale was Michael, Simon Greenall was Rory, and Doon McKeachan was D.I. Troon. Other parts were played by the cast. Sorry About Last Night was produced and directed by Joe Clegg with Alexei Sale.